Welcome to Lake Flashback. Reporter Sarah Simpson has been combing through old newspapers with the assistance of the Katsa Station Museum and Archives so we can jog your memory, give you that nostalgic feeling, or just a chuckle, as we take a look at what was making headlines this week around Cowichan Lake in years gone by. Carrot. This week around the Cowichan Lake area. Carrot. 10 years ago. Back to school welcome relief for all. Was the top headline on the Lake Cowichan Gazette of September 24, 2014, though many of the children back then might not have agreed. Still others actually looked forward to finally hitting the books. Monday marked the first day back to school after the months-long strike and lockout of BC teachers. I'm pretty excited, says Danelle Eaton, a grade 10 student in Lake Cowichan. I was getting pretty bored at home, so I'm actually kind of excited to do school work. The return to routine is a welcome relief for all sides of the issue. It's great that they're back. I've got 3 kids, says parent Mark Rowbottom. I just hope it doesn't affect their learning because of the time lost. I just hope the teachers got a fair deal. The past 6 months have been filled with controversy for the province's teachers, but last week an agreement was reached between the teachers and the province. In other news of the day, pilot project now accepts your pesky film plastic, was another top headline. Residents of Massachie Lake and Honeymoon Bay frustrated with the refusal of Multimaterial BC, the province's recycling authority, to accept film plastic in the CVRD's curbside recycling blue totes will now have an option to recycle their banned film plastic items. I have listened to my community members complain about no longer being allowed to put film plastic in their blue recycling totes. Avid recyclers say burning fuel to transport their bag of bags to Meads Creek or Bings Creek transfer stations isn't environmentally sound, wrote director Ian Morrison in a submission to the paper. Many curbside customers have reluctantly and sadly resorted to just putting their banned plastic into the garbage for curbside pickup. In response to this feedback, I am pleased to announce a new pilot project in Honeymoon Bay and Massachie to collect residents' film plastic as early as this week. Carrot. 25 years ago, Beach Will Run was a headline in the September 29, 1999 edition of the Lake News. Councillor Hazel Beach has announced she will seek re-election for councillor in the November elections, was the front-page teaser, and that was enough to sum up the story. In other news of the day, RCMP launch criminal investigation into found pups, followed the story from last week when the puppies were found ditched on a remote road. RCMP in Lake Cowichan are conducting a criminal investigation into 4 puppies which were found abandoned on a logging road on September 15, the puppies came from a Comiakin Street residence in Lake Cowichan. Kent White, who lives at the residence but who says that the puppies nor the mother are his dogs, they belong to a 13-year-old boy, White's common-law wife's son, told the Lake News that he took 4 of the 6 puppies out mushroom picking and they got lost. But Shannon Poole and Cliff Jago, neighbors of White, tell a different story. The 2, who said they have given statements to the RCMP, said that White told them both on Tuesday, September 14, that he dumped the pups. In the same paper, "Hoop May Strike" was a headline. Marlene Crozier, Hoop president, says members are preparing to take strike votes. The Hoop members involved who may be out on strike include clerical and special education staff of School District No. 79. According to CUPE statistics, the board is considering education cuts of nearly 64,000 hours and clerical cuts of almost 7,500 hours per year. Teacher aides have been cut again, and once again students with special needs will suffer the reduction in services, Crozier said. Carrot. 40 years ago, Bill Chappelle, longtime village clerk, dies at 69 inches was a prominent headline on the front page of the Lake News of September 26, 1984. William A. Chappelle, who served the village of Lake Cowichan for 30 years as secretary-treasurer and then as administrator until his retirement in 1980, died Friday, September 21, at his home in Lake Cowichan. He was 69. He is survived by his wife, Ina, daughter, Mrs. Corinne McDonough of North Vancouver, brother Clifford M. Chappelle of Shediac, New Brunswick, sister, Irene Hare of Lethbridge, Alberta, and sister, Doreen Large of Chilliwack. Mr. Chappelle first came to Lake Cowichan after World War II. He was the first secretary-treasurer of the village and held that post until a reorganization saw him designated administrator. He was a member of the Coronation Lodge No. 151, past secretary-treasurer of the Valley Fish and Game Club, a charter member of the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 210, a volunteer fireman and an honorary fireman in Lake Cowichan. And finally, at 84, Art Howe launches yet another business, wrote my favorite staff writer, Lexi Baines. Art Howe of Lake Cowichan isn't sure if it's wonderful or just plain stupid to be going into business again at age 84, but he's giving it a try anyway. I just can't sit around. I've got to be doing something, the longtime butcher said, when asked why he's re-entering the world of commerce at an age when most of us would prefer to put our feet up and watch everyone else run around. Howe comes by his love of the meat-cutting business legitimately. His father was a butcher in London before coming to Chemainus in 1892. It wasn't long before Howe, Sr., had a thriving concern. By the time young Art was 8 or 9 years old, his dad owned 5 butcher shops. He taught his son how to cut up meat, and the secret of his special sausages. It is passing on the secret of these sausages that Howe is featuring in his new business venture, Howe's Little Potties. Howe said he hoped to be able to pass on the secrets of the sausages to his son, Richard. He said that at age 84, it was time he decided whether or not the secret would die out with him.